SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, Labor Senator Pat Dodson hits out at nonsense and mischief being spread about the referendum. A second Chinese spy balloon detected over Latin America. And in sport, FIFA accused of not understanding women's football after a Saudi sponsorship deal. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. Labor Senator and Indigenous Elder Pat Dodson says Australians won't get another chance at reconciliation for at least a generation if the referendum on constitutional recognition fails. In a speech to the Chifley Research Centre's annual conference in Canberra, Senator Dodson has hit out at critics who are calling for more detail on the proposed Indigenous voice to Parliament. The West Australian Senator has outlined the huge amount of work, reports and processes done over the years in the lead-up to the current proposal for constitutional recognition and the voice. Pat Dodson says the referendum is on a matter of principle, not detail, as that will be decided by the Parliament.
I spoke to Reconciliation Australia at its national conference in June last year, and I pledged then that I would not be attacking those who would be arguing against the voice. In the end, they're entitled to their opinions, as wrong-headed as they might be. I've held to that pledge, but let me tell you, with so much nonsense and mischief being peddled out there, there have been times when it's been hard to hold my tongue.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the government's proposed Medicare reforms are crucial to ensure people can efficiently access the healthcare services they need. The Prime Minister revealed the government's plan to overhaul Medicare yesterday, following the first National Cabinet meeting of the year. The Australian Medical Association has backed the reforms, despite calling for more immediate change in the short term. Mr Albanese says targeting improvements for the primary healthcare network is at the core of the plan.
What we need to do is to improve the number of GPs, improve bulk billing, improve the primary healthcare network. What you need to do, though, is to make sure the primary healthcare system operates better to take pressure off emergency departments, so that if your young one falls off a skateboard and breaks their arm, they're not there in the queue at emergency departments. They're getting the care that they need.
The Pentagon has tracked a second suspected surveillance balloon from China flying over Latin America. This comes as the US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has postponed a visit to China after a first suspected spy balloon was detected flying across the United States this week. Washington has called the balloon's presence in US airspace a clear violation of its sovereignty and an obvious espionage tactic. But China says the balloon's flight was for civilian meteorological and scientific purposes and had regrettably blown off course. Meantime, US Secretary of Defence Lloyd Austin has hosted his Australian counterpart Richard Marles at the Pentagon for talks on Indo-Pacific security and the AUKUS alliance. Mr Austin says significant progress has been made on Australia's path to acquire a conventionally armed nuclear-powered submarine capability. Minister Marles says challenges are increasing both in Australia's wider region and globally, hence the strategic need for alliances and partnerships like AUKUS.
There is a really profound sense of shared mission right now between our countries in a world where the global rules-based order is under pressure, and where countries which stand for it need to be working together as we are to uphold it, so that we do enjoy a free and open world. And we see, obviously, the global rules-based order being under pressure in Ukraine. We see it in the Indo-Pacific as well.
A sixth police officer has been fired in the United States following the violent arrest and subsequent death of African-American man Tyre Nichols. Nichols died in hospital 3 days after he was beaten by police in Memphis during what they say was a traffic violation. Five Memphis Manford's officers have already been fired and charged with second-degree murder in Nicholas's death. Now a sixth officer, Preston Hempel, has been fired after an internal police investigation showed he violated multiple department policies during the arrest, including rules surrounding the deployment of stun guns. And in sport, former Australian women's soccer team vice-captain and former FIFA council member Moya Dodd has accused soccer's governing body of lacking understanding of the women's game. This comes as reports emerge that Saudi Arabia's tourism authority Visit Saudi will sponsor the Women's World Cup. Writing in Nine newspapers, Dodd has raised concerns there will be risks for LGBTQI plus players and fans supporting the game, given Saudi Arabia's laws against same-sex relations. Australia and New Zealand, the two co-hosts of this year's tournament, also wrote to FIFA this week to seek clarification of the event sponsor. And that's the latest SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something. And to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.